Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1189A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you today. We have three Roizen Rule for Younger You stories, Hidden Killers about radon. We have another story about the odds for dementia and what triples them, and about recent cannabis use. Well, the Wellness Foreplay is about cognition and physical activity, and our longevity is the next disruptor story is about bariatric surgery and their perioperative risk. Well, beyond wellness, one, cardiac arrests and drug ODs, and two, is what factor could be a risk factor for cognitive decline and how to prevent it. We'll be right back after I tell you about our two sponsors, the longevityplaybook.com. Go there and sign up for the newsletter. It's free, and it comes with a cartoon to make you smile about that subject, as well as LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of TrueBiotics and of Bovine Colostrum, two things I take to help me stay young. I hope you'll consider them as well. LongevityPlaybook.com is that website for getting the newsletter, LongevityPlaybook.com. The first story, Roizen Rule for Younger You, number one, segment number one, is the hidden killer radon raises stroke risk. How do you test for it? Well, it's pretty inexpensive. It's a $15 test. Can measure the radon under and in your house. And in this study, they tracked 159,000 women with an average age of 63. And they know radon is a leading cause of lung cancer. But the new finding shows it increases stroke risk substantially after they followed these women for 13 years and a 14% increase in stroke risk in people with radon above the minimum level. How about the Well Beyond Wellness segment number one, which is that about cardiac arrests? Well, we know that cardiac arrests linked to drug overdoses, probably due to low oxygen and high CO2 causing the abnormal rhythms, that's a huge factor. But if you witness it, there's a good chance you can help that person because a much higher percentage of those young people can recover without significant brain damage compared to those who have cardiac arrests due to pure cardiac causes. The Longevity, the Next Disruptor, and the Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment story two is the odds for dementia triple in the year after a stroke. They subside with time, but they never recede to their pre-stroke level. And 19% of stroke survivors develop dementia within 5 years, most in that first year. So prevent stroke. How do you do it? Well, there are literally a ton of ways. Lowering your blood pressure into the below 120, below 80 range is number one. Number two way, that's right, getting a normal fasting blood sugar. Number three, a normal LDL cholesterol below 70 milligrams per deciliter, or ApoB below 70. Number four way, a normal body habitus. Number five, of course, giving up what we call unforced errors, smoking, vaping, and too much alcohol. And number six way is practicing stress management. So those are keys for you to decrease your risk of stroke and thus decrease your risk for dementia. Big problem. Next story I want to talk about is a daily kimchi. It's tied to lower risk of obesity. Bariatric surgery has a low perioperative risk. Now, that's what it says, but the 30-day readmission rate is 4%. That's pretty gosh darn high in my, that's 1 out of 25. I'd rather it be much lower. What can you do about it? Well, I think the side effect, the serious side effect risk from the GLP and GIPs like Ozempic and Mounjaro, much lower. And why am I using those names rather than Wegovy or Zepbound? Because semaglutide and Mounjaro, tirzepatide, are going to be much less expensive when they become generic as semaglutide and tirzepatide, or as generic Ozempic and generic Mounjaro. Another longevity is the next disruptor story, is that liver problems, cirrhosis, is a risk factor for cognitive decline. Find out about liver problems and treat them early. Get rid of them as early as possible. And women have greater mortality if they do have alcohol-related liver disease. That's just a sidebar. It's important for both men and women to avoid more than a drink and a half of alcohol any night of the week, and to limit it to 3 nights a week. Physical activity is associated with better late life cognition. We know that, and to continue the physical activity all along. That's the Roizen rule for younger you. Story number four, segment number four, is do physical activity. The last story I wish to talk about is one that is the Roizen rule for younger you, number five story of the week. So there are a lot this week, but this one is about cannabis use. This is avoiding unforced errors. Cannabis use is tied to a much higher risk of asthma. How much higher? It's more than twofold higher if you're currently using cannabis. Those are the key stories of the week. Thanks very much for listening. Remember our sponsors, the longevityplaybook.com. Go to longevityplaybook.com. and sign up for the free newsletter, 250 words of the most important longevity concept of the week, and a little cartoon to keep you smiling with it, as well as the lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of TrueBiotics and of bovine colostrum. Go to their website. You'll see their double-blind randomized controlled trials that show why I believe they're so substantial a benefit for you. Thanks very much for listening, and thank you for downloading us. Tell your friends about us, and feel free to email me at drmikerealage@gmail.com. If you've got topics you want covered, drmikerealage@gmail.com, drmikerealage@gmail.com. Thanks again. We'll be back next week, and we hope you are too. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, great guests, and we have a sensational guest today, Chris Anderson, the ultimate idea worth spreading, infectious generosity. Well written and a really interesting book. Last week, we had what I think is one of the most sensational books I've had in a long, long while. It is the book All in Her Head by Elizabeth Comen. It was really just an exceptionally good book and an exceptionally good read. 1188B. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.